Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cat.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to a special edition of the Crash Course, coming to you on a St. Patrick's Day Thursday. Took over the controls from the 31st lap. We're going to be talking about some of the some convergent topics. So we wanted to hit on some of the stuff that we missed on Monday. After I was out with a little bit of an illness. Speed World coming up this weekend. We're going to be getting into it with Jim Olin a little bit later on. Joining me on the hotline right now as we speak is the one and only Matt Ertman. We're going to be talking to him first off about the Crossroads of Destruction. James Brown joining me here in studio as well. James, man, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Excited this weekend to debut the new arena.
Oh my god, I'm so ready. It's definitely an upgrade from the last time, and I'm so looking forward to having an adjustable arena to play in.
I'm excited to have one in New York, so we don't have to keep borrowing one from Virginia and Ohio. We're going to be getting into that stuff in just a few minutes here. But first, Matt Ertman joining us here on the hotline. Matt is working feverishly to get more and more exposure and keep the momentum up around Crossroads of Destruction. I'm understanding it's going to be another awesome show this year. We're looking forward to making the trip out, Matt. How's everything been going as a whole?
It's been going good. Everything started to come together now. You know, you always get a little nervous there about midway through, right before a month and a half, 2 months out, you know, so...
Well, how's your winter been? I mean, you talked about some of the stuff that was making you nervous. I understand there's been a couple little changes. There's been some neat twists to the format for Crossroads this year. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect.
Well, I don't know about too much twist. I think that, you know, the heats this year at Crossroads are going to be 20-minute time. That's all you get. Otherwise, everyone goes to the consolation. And also on the inspection, we got, you know, $200 entry fee and then $50 back if you pass the first time, just to try to slow some of the overbuilding down.
I think that was the point that I was alluding to right there, is that change of pace. How have the builders been responding to that? Now, basically, it's $20 to get in. If you pass tech inspection on the first try, you get $50 back. After that, it's another $25 each time you have to come through, correct?
Right.
How's that been received so far?
Well, I can definitely tell on the entries that people are a little bit nervous about it. You know, I think we're over half full. But I mean, I think that the overbuilders, they're kind of just being a little bit standoffish and probably want to come and watch and see how it goes. But I just don't, you know, I got other things to do besides lay on my back and inspect a car for an hour at one at a time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just trying to get it. So it's a little more equal, a little more fair for everybody that comes, you know.
Where does this put you in terms of progress? I mean, you said something about the field being half full at this point. You think some of the overbuilders are instead going to come and watch to see how it goes versus come right away and build a car. Is this a reboot for Crossroads of Destruction, or are you guys continuing some momentum here, and this is just going to open the door for a new builder to come in and maybe steal the laurels?
Well, I think anybody can come in and win Crossroads. I mean, it's always a good show and very, very, very fairly packed, you know, and that everything bends and everything's junk at the end of the night. And if you can't see that, I mean, that's, I don't know what else to tell you, but you know, so I think the momentum has already been there. It's just that I think they're a little scared because, you know, there are people that are out there that just want to build and build and build, but then you send them out a build rule class, and then they don't want to come and won't do that either. So it's just kind of trying to figure out what everybody wants in the state of Minnesota for a big derby, you know.
Do they know what they want?
No, I don't even think they know what they want.
It seems that's a recurring theme with all the promoters that we talk to, not just Minnesota, is the drivers. They want this, 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 and this, but only if they can have this, 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 and this as well. And usually those two lists of wants and needs don't always coincide easily next to one another. Who came up with the idea for this inspection process?
Well, I did. I mean, I'm a driver and I'm a builder too. So, I mean, I thought, well, how fair would it be with somebody that, you know, who's going to come way overbuilt and have to come back through 10 times? It's another $250.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's going to come that overbuilt? I don't think anybody would. I mean, if you got to come back through, then it costs you $225 to run. I mean, that's kind of what my plan was. You know, and if he came through Tech and passed it the first time flying colors, I mean, then you get a $50 bill right back to you. So I just thought there's some incentive there to actually stick a little bit closer to my rules than go above and beyond it. You know what I'm trying to say?
I agree with that. The heats that you talked about were going to be 20 minutes long, and they're going to be kept on time. How's that process going to play out? Are you talking only green flag time? So under red flags, that stopwatch is going to be stopped, so it's an active 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to be an active 20 minutes. I mean, you can't just go off of a straight 20 minutes, you know, but I don't think, I mean, we don't have a lot of red flags unless, you know, obviously somebody gets pushed on their side or, you know, a bumper falls off, but most of the people, they figured out how to weld that bumper on, so you don't have a lot of that going on anymore. But, right. I think it'll speed the process up. There's heat last year that I'm really not very impressed with, and I want to make sure to get that situated. But it was only one really bad heat last year, and then everything else I thought was pretty fast-paced the rest of the time, you know.
Resounding finish for the Imperials, and it turned out that was a resounding finish for the Imperials. The Imperials not going to be back on the card this year, instead looking at Old Iron as a whole.
Yeah, well, it's Old Iron and Imperial Max. I mean, mm-hmm. You bring any American-made car there for that. I mean, it's so we got to pay out down a little bit, but we just thought $75 entry fee, $1,500 to win. Everybody could bring something. If they're coming anyway, they can, you know, throw something else together and have a good time in that class. And bring your little bit rustier Imperials, your little bit rustier Chevy sedans, and all your, you know, even Suicide Lincolns or whatever. There's no discrimination in that class, so just bring it and then run it and have a good time. But the turnout for that class hasn't been that great either, so I don't know. I think a lot of people, you know, you put Imperials in with Old Iron, then you go, oh my gosh, but if you can't build an Imperial, it's just another car.
True. It's one of those things where if you're not allowed a bunch of those changeovers and things like that, the goal is to just get in there and knock the wheels off them. If you can get to the wheels and knock them down and slow those things down, you can disable them just like anything else.
Well, right, and the K-member's not welded in, you know, so
true.
They go goofy if they're stock. You know, they bend up a little bit in the K-member. They bend, you know, right where like a Y-framer bends right between the wheel and the firewall. It's just, you know, if everything's bone stock, there's not a problem, you know, because you could take a 73 Chevy, you could take a 91 Buick out there and probably beat them if you wanted to. I mean, that's just the way it is.
James over here nodding.
Yeah, you know, with stock, it's hard to tell. I mean, the builders build any car to make them powerful. So when you're doing stock, there's a bigger open field, a bigger playing field.
Well, right, and that's kind of what my whole goal is here is, you know, and even my 80s class is not really a builder's class. It's just a chain and bolt, you know, and I just think the fans pay to watch stuff get wrecked and bent and twisted up. And if you build them too hard, then there's two hammers slamming together. And then, I don't know, I don't think it's so much fun to watch as a spectator when I'm watching a derby. So I'd rather see some stuff bent too, just like everybody else.
I remember last year a lot of drivers were bringing multiple entries. I know Ray Stoker, he had a couple cars. Colt Newhoff, and he had two or three entries. Randy Maslowski, he had two or three entries. You get that double dip a lot.
Yeah, I get it a lot. I think this year I don't have it as much just because of the simple fact that I raised the payout in the 80s class so much that they're really concentrating on just drive with one car instead of being kind of scatterbrained. And this class, you know, I think Colt knew off and DRAM, what, three classes back to back last year?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, like, it's kind of a little bit, I don't know which way I'm looking up or down. I think he's just going to try to focus and, you know, try to do good in that 80s class this year.
I think a lot of guys are looking to do well in that 80s class. I mean, last year it was an awesome show.
Oh, yeah, I thought last year was a great show, too. I mean, you know, the winner was Jeremy Kish in that 80s class, and he drove pretty cautiously the last 10 minutes at Derby. I think if he was driving like he was in the first 10 minutes of the feature, I think he would have been done a long time before the end of it. But I think he's seen his opportunity slow down enough to just make it through, and good for him.
One thing I don't honestly remember from last year is if the youth division had the option of going to the feature the way that they do this year. I remember Lance Pritchett's boy did very well for himself, but I don't remember if he qualified out of that youth division or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I guess I didn't really hear what you had to say, but the youth division that was won last year by Bryce Lanoux. Now he's over 18, so he's got to run in the big class. He'll be there for sure. And the youth division, first, second, third, I think can go first and second. Maybe it is can go to the 80s feature if they choose to forfeit their money and then just take it into the 80s feature and see if they can't win the 7,000.
There's a look at it right there for everybody who's whoops wanted to do that. There we go.
And the youth division 14-17. So you're not, you know, 14-17, you're not really not running against a lot of experience. I mean, a little bit, but not, I mean, it's not like some of the classes where they say it's like an icon class and it's 14-22 or, you know, I mean, some of them guys have already had 6-7 years of experience under their belt and you're just starting out and this is an actual beginner's class, you know. The most you'll ever be running against is a guy with 2 or 3 years under his belt and that's still not a lot of experience in a derby car.
Right. Well, I'll run down through it one more time here and give everybody another look at it. Here it is. Crossroads of Destruction is going to be May 6th and 7th. Fremont County Fairgrounds, Everett Lee, Minnesota. It's 7,000 to win in that 80 chain class, 6 through 10th, still getting $200. Not a bad payout there. Old Iron paying the top 5, 1,500 to win. That's opened their first 20 entries. Same goes for the stock trucks and the 80s and newer for the rookies, 500 to win. The top 3 have the option of forfeiting their purses, and they can go into that $7,000 main event. All the inspections are going to be happening on May the 6th. The $200 entry is going to continue through the 31st of this month for that 80s class. It's going to be $400 every point thereafter. $50 comes back to you if you're pass tech on the first try. It's going to cost $25 for each retech attempt. So interesting changes there. Heats are going to be capped at 20 minutes. Active on the track, which I think is another good move. It's going to cut down on all that sandbagging problem that you alluded to, which really, I mean, honestly, out there, it's not a problem. I don't think we've ever been in Minnesota where there's been a sandbagging issue. The trucks are going to be a fun one to watch. I'm anxious to see if Tony Maslowski takes the opportunity to return the favor to Randy in that truck division after Randy flipped his dad there last year.
Yeah, that was pretty fun to watch. I was up in Randy. Shop a couple weeks. I don't know. It's been a while back, but his dad's still not happy about that. He bent his good headers, he says. So,
how's your winter been otherwise? I know we haven't talked in a little while.
Oh, otherwise I've been pretty good. Just trying to figure out what I want to do for the upcoming summer shows, and re-gear up to see. What I really want to build for this season. I just got a new little boy 2 months ago, so I've been kind of dealing with that. And you know, kids and family, and trying to derby a little bit in the middle of that, too. So.
Well, now that the pregnancy and delivery thing's over with, you can get back to building derby cars, right?
Well, I don't know. Now it's watching the kids instead of building in the shop, so it's kind of a learning curve for me right now, because normally I was pretty used to coming and going as I please, but now with two, it's kind of more like I'm locked down a little bit.
So how many shows realistically are you looking to do this year then?
I really want to run I really want to run three for sure. If I could, and I'm built them with three fresh cars, so if I can run them two other times, I would be pretty happy with running six times. But if I only get to run one, I only get to run one. I guess that's the way life is sometimes. So.
Is one of them Blizzard Bash?
No comment.
Oh, boy. I tell you, it was a ton of fun watching you at Blizzard Bash last year.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun down there. I just, you know, it seems like it's like a long, drawn-out week, you know what I mean? And by the time you leave on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and by Saturday night you're ready to leave, and then you got to run Sunday. I don't know. I had a ton of fun when I was on the track, but you only get 10, 15 minutes of fame there for a little bit.
Well, the thing is when you run the schedule that you guys ran, it's basically like running four hard features in four nights.
Right. Yeah. It's not easy. You know. I mean, you know, the first night when we ran against Team Minnesota Outlaws or whatever, like mm-hmm. we were seriously had to put our game face on to get that one done. So, but they're a good team, great guys. And that's what you get when you go to Blizzard Bash. You run against the best, and I don't care if it's in the qualifying units or in the team, you know, in the major team events or whatever.
It certainly tested your build ability, no matter what level that you're at, to run a Blizzard Bash. It's definitely a challenge, and we're going to see a little sliver of that here coming up with Capital City Carnage in just a couple weeks. April 29th and 30th is the plan there, and then we're going to turn around from there and go back to the Golden Spike Arena with May Mania going to go to Crossroads first, and then we're going to go back to the Golden Spike for May Mania the weekend after that. I mean, it's just around the corner, and this thing is just going to blow wide open. 2016 season is ready to take right off. So on the plus side, you got a little bit of time before Blizzard Bash gets here, so you can build a couple cars before then.
Yeah, I know, but you got to see what the car would be to bring. I mean, last year I think I was severely should have been in an old iron, I think, but I think I did just fine with the Ford I brought, I guess. So.
I think you did fine. I don't know. Was there at any point that you were on the track that you were with somebody outside of Minnesota? It seemed like you ended up drawing Minnesota teams almost the whole way through. I think you got the Iowans at one point.
Oh, we got Iowans on Friday night, I think. Mm-hmm. We didn't run Saturday, so we only had to run. We ran Minnesota Outlaws, and then the Iowans. I'm not sure what team that was on Friday night. And then that were from Iowa, though. And then we got Sunday, we ran, you know, it came down to me, our team against Minnesota style. So,
right.
And I'm just glad that Minnesota brought it home.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, yeah, pretty excited about that. We'll go next year.
I thought it was kind of entertaining that you drove all that way to run against people that you could run with, 12, 14 hours back home.
I know, but that's the way it is, you know, but there's no big deal. I mean, this is the way it is.
Yep, it's the way that the draw fell and what we got to work with. So any parting thoughts, anybody that's helping make Crossroads possible this year here before we let you go?
Yeah, I'd like everybody to know, I mean, come out, support it. You know, if you want a big derby in the state of Minnesota, support it, because, you know, you know, and nobody wants to come and support it, which, I mean, the numbers are just fine. That's not a big deal. But if, you know, then it won't be there, and then we're traveling 5-6 hours to go to a good show. And I think that everybody should take the time and really think about that for a minute. So, you know, get your stuff out May 6th and come on down and bring a car and have a good time.
Excellent. Man, it's always good catching up with you. Wish you the best, and we look forward to seeing you here. It's gonna be a good time. It always is.
Yeah, it always is. So you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
We'll catch everything soon, Matt.
See you, bud.
There goes Matt Ertman, Crossroads of Destruction, May 6th and 7th. We're going to be catching up with Jim Olin here about Speed World. Some news breaking about that. Donnie Hartzell going to be having a car in the RC Derby Ring. It's the former Joann Fabrik facility. That storefront is going to be occupied by two Demolition Derby cars as part of Speed World. Speed World is the annual motorsports expo that they have at Finger Lakes Mall. They're trying to rejuvenate it, get people back interested in the mall, and make it a destination not solely just for shoppers, but for people that are interested in all things going on in the Finger Lakes. This show is again going to be happening. We're going to be talking with Jim Olin about that here in just a few minutes. And the Joann Fabrik storefront has been gutted. It's wide open, so Josh Decker's car is going to be there. He's going to have the Rosa car there. And then in conjunction with that, I believe Donnie Hartzell is going to bring either his Malibu or possibly his Imperial. And the Imperial has been run like 13 times or something. It takes 10 guys to push it around if there's no motor and transmission in it. So I'm hoping that he leans more towards the Malibu. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Jim Olin here in just a minute, and we'll talk a little bit more about how that is all going to shake out coming up here this weekend.
Capital City Carnage will kick off the 2016 schedule for Ultimate Derby, paying $30,000 to win. The show is open to only 100 cars with slightly lighter build specs and Blizzard Bash. The feature field will be set by a series of 10 qualifying heats, and only around 20 cars will make the A main. The Elite program will open the season for Ultimate Derby, which will close the year right back in Topeka, Kansas Expo Center with the 2016 Blizzard Bash. But first, we'll crown the champion of Capital City Carnage April 29th to 30th in downtown Topeka. For more, visit www.capitalcitycarnage.com.
I don't want stuff that's coming in, like that orange car.
There was a couple.
Hey, can I put you in?
Kings of Old School returns for their second installment of Spring Chaos June 11th and 12th at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point, New York. Last year, it was Jonathan Furr coming away with the inaugural title. The show promises as much action as last year, springing into a two-day format for the first time. Rules and payout are posted online at kingsofoldschool.net. The Kings of Old School team event will be center stage again, moving to the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York, as part of the Kings of Old School Regional Championship Program September 4th and 5th. The county and event winners from around the Northeast will be eligible to run during this championship event. For more details, again, jump online and visit kingsofoldschool.net or visit the group on Facebook. Smash It Demolition Derbies has partnered with Crash Course for the duration of the 2016 season. Offering more than 40 shows throughout Ohio, they are the promotion group that oversees the annual Bash for Cash. Scheduled for May 27th to the 29th, the Memorial Day Weekend Classic is now 3 days long and will feature three main events paying in excess of $10,000 to each of three drivers. The DEC Header Compacts run Friday night with their feature set for Sunday paying $10,000. The DerbyTees.com Turn Back the Clock and Big Rock Mira 80s and Newer will also pay first place more than $10,000 in each division on Sunday night. Light trucks, youth cars, the wire class, 80s newer wire class, full-size trucks, street stocks, and 5-foot full-size outlaws for the schedule as the show moves to its new home at the Ross County Fairgrounds in Chillicothe, Ohio. Again, that's the Bash for Cash 2016, May 27th to the 29th in Chillicothe, Ohio. For more on the Bash for Cash or Smash It's County Fair schedule, visit www.smashitderby.com.
It's truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Latham Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we are back. Just wanted to touch base quick on the Caledonia Crash Jam Festival that's coming up. That is going to be at the Livingston County Fairgrounds July the 16th. Compacts 1,100 to win there, 350 for second, 200 to start the feature. That's from 5th on down. Full size is 1,400 to win, 450 for second, 300 to start the feature. That's 5th on down there. The Junk Run is 500 to win. More than $7,800 in prize money on the line out there. Again, that is July the 16th. Call Kenny Swingle for more details, 585-447-7939. We already talked a little bit about the Crossroads of Destruction. Here's another one to make mention of, Full Throttle Spring Showdown. That is going to be May the 14th at the Boonville Fairgrounds in Boonville, New York. Justin Hartman and Bernard Huxley, Jeremy Gulley with Spinning Wheels, working together on this Full Throttle Spring Showdown event. Full size paying $1,250 to win, $500 for first, $300 or second, and $200 for third. Compacts for $1,000 to win, $300 for second, $100 for third place. $15 a person. Again, that's the FTR Spring Showdown coming up May the 14th. And we talked about Layton Hills Dodge. They are the leading sponsor for May Mania, which we're looking forward to getting out to on May the 14th with Stern Dirt in Utah. Jim Olin joining us here on the hotline. Jim, man, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris.
How's everything going for Speed World? Everything coming together for that?
Everything is coming together. I got to tell you, honestly, I'm happy to be sitting on the edge of the stage where Dr. Gary George will be giving his History of the Syracuse Mile presentation as I've been here all day setting up.
Well, I know we got a lot of people that are wondering about it. Can you show up the day of or the night of and pull your car in and just debut a car, or have you got to pre-register?
There is no pre-registration this year. It was kind of thrown together last minute. So
indeed.
Move-in night is tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and we ask that all cars come in the east entrance of the mall. They'll be opening the big doors to let everybody in down there, but no pre-registration necessary. Just line them up and bring them in.
Excellent. We got Josh Decker going to be bringing the Rosa car up there, and he's got a whole display that he's excited to be bringing along with the car. He's got a board that he's made that charts the build from when he got the car, when it was still basically on the road, up through the whole build process to the point where it was done and over with. And he's also bringing the trophy that car won as the evening's heavy hitter, which is pretty cool. He's going to be bringing that. And then Donnie Hartzell bringing a Malibu, which Donnie Hartzell finished second, I think, something like four times now, Seneca County Fair, on in addition to winning a couple of those derbies in Waterloo. So he's going to be bringing his Malibu that's already been run one time. And if it's anything like the other, I'm not sure which Malibu it is that he's talking about. No motor and tranny in that one, I believe. But if it's the one I'm thinking of, the front end, basically at the horns, it's turned 90 degrees straight up in the air. So it's going to be kind of neat to see those two cars sitting with each other.
Are those cars coming in for the jailbreak demolition derby that's happening here? Are they going to be displayed in where the track is?
They're going to be in the Joann Fabric building, yes. They'll be in the Joann Fabric room. We'll be getting into that stuff here in just a second. But given that this is Thursday night, this is when 31st Lap is supposed to be on, so we should dedicate a little bit of time to the circle track stuff before we get into the demolition derby thing, and we'll get into the track that James Brown has built for us as well. Tell us a little bit more about what people can expect to see at Speed World. I know you made reference there to that presentation. You can relive all sorts of stuff with the Moody Mile as part of that display.
Yeah, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Gary George at the Motorsports Expo this past weekend, and his presentation is a lot of fun. It's not just somebody up there throwing facts at you. He's got a whole video and slide presentation, and he's a very entertaining guy, and he's full of historical knowledge about Syracuse, everything, not just cars, but bikes and snowmobiles and everything. Anything that ever raced or competed at Syracuse, he knows about it.
Really?
And so he put on a heck of a show at Syracuse, and I'm really looking forward to the presentation that he's going to do here. That will be Saturday at 5 p.m., and the presentation will go from 5 until probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Then we're going to take a little break, and at 7:30 we are going to have the final toast to the Moody Mile, mm-hmm. and I have procured 10 cases of Schaefer beer. We can toast the Moody Mile to the Schaefer 100, the first Super Dirt Week race.
I think that's awesome. Do you ever, James, you ever get up to Syracuse for the 200?
I have not, no.
No?
No. The only time I've ever been up there is for the Derby a few times, but other than that, no.
You ever get into any circle track stuff?
Not really. I mean, I've watched a couple of them at Paradise when back in the day, and a couple dirt racing here and there, but not really my style, really.
You like tearing them up instead of watching
them? I love
them
smashing them up. Making junk.
Greg Hickson committing some support from Canandaigua Motorsports Park, if I recall correctly.
I do believe that Greg is bringing up... I think Greg is actually going to be here with the Patriot Tour. I believe that Mike Emhoff commission Greg to come up here.
Excellent.
And I don't know if Greg's actually going to be here this weekend. I do know that Greg is setting up the display.
That's awesome. Good to have those guys on board with the Patriot Sprint Tour. Good deal to see them jumping on board. We had a chance to interview here a couple weeks ago, their new media guy. Looking forward to a chance to catch up with him coming up this Saturday. We're going to be live with 31st Lap on Saturday, and then we're going to be live with Crash Course the following day on Sunday as part of the RC Derby. The Mike Rods, the go-kart division and everything like that, looks like that's going to be pretty well represented up there as well.
Yeah, there's on Saturday, with regards to the Mike Rods and the go-karts and quarter midgets, we have the Stars of Tomorrow autograph session. And this is a chance for the kids to put on their racing suits and hand out their little hero cards and pictures and stuff like that and sign autographs. And, they are our future of racing. And if we don't have these kids getting going in racing now, we're not going to have, stars to look up to in the future as they come through. So that's a good opportunity for them to really get their feet wet and meet the public and, maybe even meet some of their fans. Maybe some people that have come into the mall here or at Bass Pro or whatever may have seen these kids race out at their tracks at the Sodas Club or at Syracuse Mike Rod Club or even down at Little Wheels down in Freeville.
And Paradise obviously is going to have a booth there.
Yes, yeah, we have quite the following this year. Tori Kaplan is bringing out the number 29 600 Pro car. She is representing the Race for the Cure this year, or the NY6A, and Danny Knoll. So she will be here this year. Also, Johnny Kolasek is coming out with his 600 Pro car. We have a couple of four-cylinder stocks that will be out, James Werner and Brad Dove, the past track champion at Paradise Speedway this year. Also, other tracks being represented. Skyline will be here.
Excellent.
Saturday, and I believe they're going to be here Saturday and Sunday. Some of the tracks are not going to be here on Sunday. I do know Brewerton and Fulton, they'll be here both days. And also we have representatives coming from CNY Raceway Park to talk about what they've got coming up down at their facility for the upcoming 2016 season.
They've been busy over there.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. They got a little bit more work to do. Boy, you picked a perfect winter to build a racetrack.
Yeah, they scheduled an AMA race already for August, I believe. And the AMA guys are looking to have a reunion event at Paradise Speedway on our flat track.
Awesome.
Sometime over the summer. So we've been talking to them, and that could be a really, really good weekend for Paradise.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Grit Series? You excited about that coming to Paradise?
I am excited beyond belief. It will be the first modified race that I've had a chance to call by myself.
Right.
And I am really, really, really looking forward to seeing those guys come out there. we've had some scuttlebutt about the track not being big enough and yada, yada, yada. But fact of the matter is they race Sportsman Modifieds and all the way up to Empire Super Sprints back in the 90s there, and the track wasn't nearly as wide as it is now.
Right. True.
So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a packed house weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question. A lot of people watching that close as it gets, yep, gets nearer and nearer. You referenced it a little bit ago for the first time. We're going to be invading Auburn with an RC Derby, and it's going to be the Jailbreak and the Prison City event. The Demolition Derby cars are going to be prominently on display right adjacent to the track. And officially, James, thank you, we have a track for New York.
Finally, yes. Something we can bring with us and officially use, the new New York State official Demo Derby track. It's going to be great.
Yeah, picture and I can honestly tell you guys that this probably doesn't have to be your only event that you hold here at the mall. I mean, I would like to see it be an annual part of Speed World and turn it into a much larger event than we had time to promote this year. But I can tell you that with Finger Lakes Mall, with their dedication to local business and things like that, that they would probably be okay hosting a couple of races in that space this year and in years to come. So something to keep in mind.
And that's interesting.
That's great. I'm sure we'll need spots. It's just right. Going to take off. This whole thing's been going good so far. A lot of interest. There's actually a local hobby shop in Geneva, New York, that's starting to stock parts for us, replacement parts. So you won't have to go to the city to get your parts. Don't have to order online. You can get them locally.
So that's beautiful. And they do have a hobby shop here in the mall now. We have the Twisted RC Raceway.
Right.
Brian Rosato's group, they just opened up last month. They're doing very well. In fact, they have a full house down there tonight, racing, practicing, and they're going to have a big race this weekend. I know they have a trophy race on Sunday. Saturday is open practice. And I'm not sure. I think they said something about possibly having the oval opened up on Saturday, but I'm not 100% sure on that for the Mud Boss guys to come out and tear it up.
Yeah, I think they're doing practice on Saturday. I've been following them on Facebook. They're doing a great job over there. He said he's going to try to come down and check out the Derby and for us to do the same, try to show the support.
Absolutely.
So the Derby has drawn the attention of the contingent from Ohio. So right now, Jordan Rutherford and David Tillery. David Tillery, who won, and I think it was just a couple weeks ago when he won the 1,000 to Win show out there in Ohio. He's going to be coming up looking to secure a win with Jordan. Jordan spent a lot of time in the Finger Lakes, so he's looking forward to making the trip up. Those two guys are coming. Ed Brewster from down in Virginia, he's going to be coming up. It sounds like Tyler Spittle from Allentown, Pennsylvania, is going to be making the tow-in. James said he's got about 15 cars that he's built, so all those guys are coming.
We got plenty coming.
That's for sure. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be go time is 2 o'clock at the Joann Fabrik building in Finger Lakes Mall as part of Speed World. And I appreciate the invitation too. I mean, the fact that we've got this track now, this is a big deal. Everybody's kind of probably sitting home scratching their head saying, I don't understand it. But James, I mean, if you could tell us a little bit about what this track is. This thing can change in size as needed,
right,
on demand.
Yes, it's 8-foot sections. We originally built it for a 16x16, which is what regulation was, adjustable to a 20x20. But with the 4-foot section that we have to add after to make it 20x20, you could make it an 8x8, you can make it a 12x12, 16x16, or 20x20. It's built for indoors, but could easily be put outside, inside, built durable, flat walls, should be able to ram in full speed and not tip yourself over it. But if you get smashed in a corner, you could still get put out. Walls are 6 inches tall, so it should be the perfect height where you can get a great show. And that's what I'm hoping we're going to get out of it.
And with the sounds of things, I think we're going to be running for the first time on the tile.
Hey, that's great.
And so I think we're going to see a little bit less in terms of the flipovers and a little bit more of that slide and push them to the wall and hold them and hope your buddy can tee off there.
Hey, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's all about the teams. You know, we see that at the last show. We've seen that out west. And, you know, it's just go at it and have fun, really. That's what it's all about. You blow a motor, whatever, who cares? Parts are really cheap for the RC cars. It's not like you're
– For these.
Well,
I don't know if you priced out a low C.
Well, low center grab?
No, low C, the manufacturer, low C, your team associated there.
Oh, yeah.
They get incrementally more expensive.
I'm fine with the slash because all those parts
Texas
are
slash, two-wheel
cheap,
drive.
$10 parts, fix them, be done with it.
It's been gaining some momentum here, and I'm excited that Ed's going to make his trip up. He's going to be bringing some equipment with him, probably some bodies to sell. I assume that you're going to have some bodies there if anybody's on the
bodies for sale, definitely.
If anybody's on the fringes looking to get into it, you could be able to come up with a lot of that information right there on the spot. So, when we had the show at Radio Hill, it was something that just quickly came together, and we used some concrete to hold some PVC tubing in place. It was about 4-inch pipe. Worked out great, but you could get up over the wall.
Yeah.
These flat, sheer-faced walls, 6 inches tall, it's going to be.
40 seconds, I was completely out. I just drove myself right off the edge every time. You know, but we tested it out. We didn't really run into it, but drove up to the edge, and I think it's going to work really great. And you know, if you look at out west, they have a decently sized wall, and you should be able to hit it full speed and not drive right over it. You know, it'll keep the cars in there. And if you hit that wall full speed, it's not going to bow. It's built strong. So you're gonna mess your car up when you hit it.
Right.
It's definitely going to be a great show.
Make sure you got something soft between you and the wall when you hit it.
Yeah, somebody else's car, hopefully.
So I'm greatly looking forward to putting the skeptics to bed over this because, you know, when you tell them RC Demolition Derby, I've had people... You know, they try to envision it, and they picture somebody going out to Walmart and buying a cheap, new, bright car and smashing it into the wall. And I try to tell them, you know, these guys are professional about this. This is not a slap-together type operation. These guys really take some time and build some nice stuff. And, you know, so I think there's going to be a lot of people coming out just to kind of, you know, give it the old, what the heck, you know, really, this is what you guys are doing. And then just like everything else, you know, once you take off that sour edge, I think people are really going to warm up to it, and you're going to see this particular motorsport really take off. I really do.
$20 to enter, full payback. Nobody's taking anything out of it, thankfully. Jim Olin and Speed World and Finger Lakes Mall donating the space so that we can work out of there. They're not asking for anything, which is a huge step forward. So it's giving us a little bit more to pay back. Reckless Abandoned Gear prizes. There's going to be a body kit available from GMW among the prizes being given out. And instead of going with trophies this time, we're going with plaques that have a 5x7 opening at the top. So the top three and most mangled will get a plaque, and M&M Photos are going to be there taking photos. They'll get pictures of the cars after they run, and then after the Derby's over with, we'll get those printed and sent out to those top five. So those guys are the top three and the most mangled car. So they have a picture of their car from that night that they can drop right into their plaques. Kind of a little bit of a different change from what we've done in the past, but trying to dress it up a little bit, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and don't forget Saturday night, if anybody's out here early for the show, if you're coming out for the Syracuse Mile Tribute, you definitely want to stick around after the toast at 7:30, 8 o'clock. We have live music down in the Mall's Event Center. Now the old Stephen Berry store has been turned into a beautiful event center with a stage and full lighting. And Castle Creek, local group out here, is going to be playing. They're a blues rock type of group and very, very talented musicians. Really looking forward to having them here. Also, the Apple Station Winery from Union Springs will be here serving some adult beverages. So bring the ladies out for their wine slushies, and guys grab a shot of hard cider.
Perfect.
You know, etc. It will all be down there at the little bar set up by Apple Station Winery in the event center.
So awesome.
Don't want to miss out on that.
What time do the doors formally open on the 19th?
On the 19th, the show actually starts at 10 o'clock. Okay. The mall opens at 7 o'clock. They have mall walkers that come in here early in the morning, but the mall technically does not open till 7 or till 10. So
till 10.
The show will run from 10 until 9 p.m. on Saturday and 10 until 6 on Sunday.
Awesome. So after 6 o'clock is move out, so you guys make sure you're there with your trailers to get your cars back on Sunday afternoon. Once again, it's the jailbreak in the Prison City RC Derby, part of Speed World. Going to be going off green at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Looking forward to it. 31st Lap's going to be there live on Saturday. Crash Course going to be there live on Sunday. Looking forward to it all weekend. And Jim, man, congratulations on it. Sounds like this has really come together in a short amount of time.
It's a labor of love, and I'm going to tell you, my girlfriend's going to be very happy when the show is over.
I'm sure she is.
Well, your work's appreciated, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys getting me on here. This is how we get the word out.
We'll do what we can. We look forward to seeing you here this weekend.
All righty. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
Yep. There goes Jim Olin with Speed World 2016 at the Finger Lakes Mall in Auburn. And again, I want to say big thanks for getting that track put together.
Not a problem. I'm glad that we could get something put together and we could work something out. I can't wait to get out there, smash, make some junk. It's going to be great.
So seriously, those guys from HT are coming.
That's all right. Well, we got our own competition right here in New York. We have two people.
I want you to take care of them. You just go take care of them, and I'll see you after you're done.
You know, we got our people. We got our targets. That's for sure. I mean, you know, we're nothing special either. You know, we're new at this, just like a lot of the other people are. Some of these guys have 25 years driving, and just like in a real derby car. That's all. Not all that matters, but that's a big part of it.
Right.
I mean, it's not as easy as it looks. That's for sure. And there's a lot to think about, especially with the derby cars, of them bending down, bending up, bending in, and braking. And you know, there's a lot to it. You know, it's. I'm just ready to go out and have fun, though.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you coming up this weekend for sure.
Definitely.
I appreciate the help on that. I think we've covered pretty much all of our bases for this evening. That's going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course. We appreciate everybody coming and hanging out with us here tonight on a special edition of the Crash Course. Sorry, everybody, for missing Monday. But one of those things. Flu isn't anything to mess with. Now my kids have it. Hopefully they're going to be wrapping up their stint with it here soon, because sick children are never fun at home. Not fun for them, not fun for everybody else either. So wishing get wells to our young ones at home. hopefully they'll be well enough where they can come out and join us on Sunday. That's going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course, taking over the time slot of the 31st lap. Thanks a lot to 31st lap for giving us the spot so we could make it up to our sponsors and all the good folks that make the Crash Course happen. And we look forward to seeing everybody coming up here this weekend at Finger Lakes Speed World at the Auburn Mall.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam. Bolt Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it. Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.